And welcoming to the Newsline, our friend from the Pikes Peak Workforce Center, Tracy Marquez. Thanks so much for calling in today, Tracy, with our Jobs Wednesday report.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing just fine. Doing just fine. We know that for many, things are starting to get more back to normal for a lot of businesses, but there are plenty of businesses that have had to cut ties with employees, just simply uncertain as to whether they could go forward given the current economy under the pandemic. So we know those people are looking for jobs. What kind of jobs are out there?
You know, right now in El Paso, Teller County, there's 9,926 open positions. A lot of the jobs right now that are open, we're seeing it in the IT, DOD, construction, cybersecurity type industry. We're also seeing some of the retail box stores starting to rehire and preparing of being able to open more, hopefully later on this summer. So we're seeing a wide variety of jobs being open. The great thing that people can do now is brush up on their skills, update their resume. All of our workshops at the Workforce Center have gone virtual, so they can sign up for a virtual interactive workshop to help with resume, with interviewing. And then also, I think we have to, you know, be in tune to people losing their jobs and the emotional impact that it has on it. And we have a workshop designed specifically for that.
And, you know, a lot of people might be thinking that now's the time to get retrained in an entirely new industry. Would you suggest that at this point, as if at this juncture where so many industries are kind of slowed down or in limbo?
Yes, exactly. And that is one of the things that we are focusing on at the Pikes Peak Workforce Center. We're going to be rolling out within the next month or so some opportunities to upskill and retrain. It's going to be based on an assessment tool that has both interest and aptitude. So let's say for your interest, you've always been a waitress and you take this assessment and you realize you have the aptitude to be an ethical hacker. So this assessment software that we're going to be rolling out in conjunction with our community partners will be able to help guide people to getting the credentials that they need to reskill. And then we're also going to be able to have some federal funding to help pay for people to get retrained, which is going to be a great for our community.
And I was going to ask you, Tracy, is there a cost for folks who want to participate in this?
No, there is not a cost. The Pikes Peak Workforce Center, we received some CARES Act funding with El Paso County, part of the economic workforce development piece of it. So that is going to be paid for. And then we also have some disaster dislocated workers grants that are going to be coming down from the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment that will be able to help and pay for people to take these assessments and also help assist with the retraining.
And now I know that you have been in operations with a lot of virtual services. Are you meeting with clients face-to-face yet, or is that still sometime down the road?
You know, we are meeting with clients by appointment only. We never closed down. Everything went virtual. As you know, we are going to be opening up a temporary location. We hope to have the announcement later on this week. It is going to be a temporary location that is going to allow for more people to access our computers in a social distancing type space. So think of a big box store with, you know, a 6-foot table, one computer, 2 feet in between. We'll be able to hold 45 or 55 people at a time. And at the very beginning, it's going to be by appointment only, with only 45 minutes with 50 minutes in between for staff to clean and make sure that we're taking care of all the requirements that we have to. So we will be making that announcement. I'm hoping, you know, me being optimistic, very soon, but by the end of the week, to be able to open mid-June.
It sounds like you've been scrambling, as many businesses, including our own, have done in the wake of the coronavirus changes, which brought about so much of a difference in the mode of operation for business, for industries, for how we operate and function. How have your staff members been doing through all this? Are they glad to be at least maybe starting to ease up on some of the restrictions?
You know, my staff is, I've got a phenomenal workforce staff. I couldn't be even happier and really humbled and honored to be able to work with them. They have that servant's heart, and they've really gone above and beyond to be able to work with people. They have made this transition seamlessly. We went virtual, I think, as you know, within 24 hours, and they have done a phenomenal job of doing what they're doing and being able to meet the clients where they're at, not where they think they should be. We've had staff that meet people at park benches to drop off paperwork, social distancing. distancing. We really try to do whatever it is because we know the community needs our help now more than ever.
So if you see one of these paper handoffs in a city park, don't think it's some sort of spy information exchange.
No, it's a training voucher.
A training voucher. It's not a Cold War thing. It's simply people trying to get back to work and the Pikes Peak Workforce Center there to help them do so. We appreciate you guys so much. I want to emphasize people can find them on the web. Pikes Peak, is Pikes Peak WFC, correct?
It's ppwfc.org.
.org. Fantastic. Tracy Marquez, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. 842 KRDO's Morning News.